Hey, good morning, team. Welcome to our Saturday call where we get together. This is our Silver Express call here, either going silver ourselves or helping people and helping people on our team to go silver. So last week, let's talk a little bit about, we'll recap last week briefly. We talked about, you know, getting started on this 90-day plan to go silver or to help people, and to help people, even when you're going silver yourself. It's great to be helping somebody on your team to go silver at the same time. And so let's just review that briefly. We talked about, you know, the benefits of being silver. That's where we maximize our earnings. And we also talked about some of the tools to use during this 90 days. And the GoPro book, I really like the GoPro book, The 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional by Eric Worre. I think all of you guys probably have this book, but as you bring new people onto your team with you, you know, really either buy it for them or suggest that they get it, because it will really help them to move along faster. It's really a great asset. It's the chapters are really short, they're easy to read. And so that's one of our assets that we're going to use. The other book that I think is a really great tool is The 4-Year Career with Richard Brook. And I like that one because it really helps people to see how building a network marketing business is an asset. How, just like people invest in the stock market, they buy real estate so that they develop an asset. Building a network marketing business can be an asset. And so I think that book's really powerful to help do that. One of the most important things.
Is it the one with the little veil on it? Okay. Thank you.
One of the most important things is our mind. And so the audio that I'm recommending that all of us listen to is it's on our 100 Millionaires in the Call archives. And it's the Art Williams, A.L. Williams, All You Can Do Is All You Can Do, But All You Can Do Is Enough. And that really helps us to be in the right mindset, the mindset that we are all children of God. We really can do and be and have what we want to be. And our minds, what we think about comes about, what we focus on comes about. And so we want to encourage each other. That's one of the reasons we get on these calls, is every time we start to think about things that we don't want is to get back on track and think about what we do want. And, you know, we do that by reading these books, listening to these audios, getting on these calls, and encouraging each other, and you know, really, really staying on track. So that's a bit of a review from last week. And, oh, there was a couple more things here. Excuse me. There's CORE, being CORE, and watching that little video with Ben Woodward about the importance of being CORE, just those basic, again, those little basic habits that we incorporate into our daily and weekly life of listening to the audios, reading the books, being, you know, being at a presentation, either live or online, talking to new people, adding them to our list, getting into conversations with the people and inviting them to take a look, and then having them have a presentation so that they can see whether, you know, see the benefits of either the products, well, probably, you know, both the products and the business, and see what's a match for them to help them get what they're looking for in their life. Because, yeah, we've got lots of great solutions to help people get what they want in their life. And one of the really important things on the list of things for last week, the getting started, is to have a mentor. And I know a lot of you guys mentor with us. And if you don't, be sure to have a mentor. And then just as important, even if you feel like, you know, you're just kind of getting started yourself, is as you start to build your team, as you bring people onto your team, is you start to mentor with them. Because it's so important that everybody, you know, they're plugged in. There's somebody to work with, somebody to learn from, somebody to work with, like on this call, like reviewing all the homework, the success steps from last week. I'd love to go over each one of you, you know, and see how, you know, your ahas, your questions, where you're at on it, what you need help with. But we just don't have time on this call to do that with each person. And so that's, you know, one of the reasons you need to have a mentor, plus you need to be mentoring with the people on your team, too.
You'd be a mentor for.
Yeah, we are a mentor. we're both. It's always important to be learning from people that are, you know, have gone before us to show us the way, but then turn around and mentor the people that we're bringing onto our teams. So today we're going to talk about the first skill. Well, let's talk a little bit about why we use the GoPro book, the seven steps to becoming a network marketing professional. And right in the beginning of the book, it's on page it's not even a page number yet. It's one of those. It's IX. So I guess that's nine. But it's not really nine. It's IX. IX. Eric Worre is sharing how when he got started in network marketing, he was young. He was, I think he was like only 20, and 19, 20. And he just was not getting anywhere fast. And I know lots of you guys feel that way. He talks about, my first 3 years, I rebuilt my organization 7 times. I'd build it up, and it would crash. And I'd build it up again, and it would crash over and over and over again. After those 3 years, I was more than discouraged. I almost lost hope. Then something happened that changed my life. Actually, it was a combination of two things. And so he was going to a convention, which is always a great thing to do because, you know, you meet people, you get ahas, you get ideas, things just click, fall into place. So, but the night before the convention, he was watching television, and he heard something about experts, and he's thinking about, well, what does it mean to be an expert? What does it take to be an expert? And he said, I guess it means, you know, you learn everything you can learn about that subject. And so then the next day when he was at the convention and he saw these people on stage that were successful, it kind of clicked that, you know, that there's skills that you can learn, that there's steps that you can follow. He'd just been kind of thinking, he says, up until that moment, I was always looking for an angle. I was hoping to get lucky. I was hoping to sponsor that one superstar who was going to change everything. And I was scared I would lose my chance if it didn't happen soon. And so kind of in that instant, that aha moment, everything changed for him. And he realized, I don't have to worry about getting lucky. Timing and positioning were nice but not necessary for my long-term success. I didn't have to worry about my upline, about knowing the right people, or anything else. All I had to do was become an expert. So I decided on that day to change my focus and develop the skills to become a network marketing professional. It was the day that changed my life. And so developing these skills, I mean, to realize that they're skills and they're learnable, and if other people can learn them, we can learn them, we can learn them, we can practice them, and then we can teach them too, the people that we bring on board with us. And so that's, you know, that's what we're doing with this course. And it's worth it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why, you know, he says, my life has been an amazing adventure. Network marketing has become a career for me. I have complete time freedom. I meet the most amazing people around the world. You know, I've been able to touch and be touched by the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, travel all over the world, contribute to the causes that are important to me, and most importantly, become a better person in the process. All of this happened for me, and it can happen for you too. And it's happened for Jack and I, and it can happen for you guys. It can happen for the people that you bring onto your team. And so, again, it's the step-by-step. It's these success steps, these little steps, these new mindset, the new little daily habits that we bring into our life. So skill number one is lead generation, and that's, you know, finding people to talk to. And in the beginning, when you're first starting, you start to, you know, you make a list of everybody you know. And so that is, I had recommended if you had a chance to read that before this class, but if not, read it this week. It's a very short chapter, and it talks about, you know, how to make your list. And Eric has a really nice, what's he call it, his ultimate memory jogger. And I sent you guys the link for that. And you can print it out, and it gives you forms, places to put all the different names of people that you think of to put on there. And in chapter, it's chapter four, but skill number one, finding prospects, it talks about how to start putting your names onto that list. And then as you are in network marketing, and as you begin to talk to the people on your list, you also want to start developing what we call lead generation. And there's lots and lots of different ways to do it. You can find the things, two or three things that really work for you. It might be like networking lead groups. It might be social media. It might be speaking to groups of people, maybe about water, about energy, about different things, you know, not specifically about NECAN, but that will lead to NECAN. I mean, speaking to groups of people, like, you know, finding clubs or places where that you can talk. But finding two or three things that you get good at doing that will bring to you consistently, Eric says, two people a day. So that would be, well, it depends on how many days you do it. but I think, you know, if we find consistently 10 people a week to add to our list, because building a database, that was another two things that I had on there. There's a man named Harvey McKay, and he's written several books. I think one was something about swimming with the sharks, but one is
how to swim with the sharks without being eaten alive.
Something like that. But his other book is How to Dig a Well Before You're Thirsty. And his dad taught him when he was just a teenager, young man starting to move into adulthood, that the most important thing that he could do was to build a database of people and learn how to serve those people, how to build connections with those people. And that's what he did. And Eric talks about it here in his book. I think Harvey's got a list of, well, at the time this book was written, like over 12,000 people that he has developed a relationship with. So a database is really, I mean, what do we have in network marketing? What is our asset? Our number one asset is our people.
Absolutely.
And our skills that we develop. But people are our asset, and everybody knows people. And so that's what Eric talks about too, is as we're putting these names onto our list, when you're starting, you put everybody on the list. You know, you don't say, oh, they're too old, they're too young, oh, they wouldn't be interested. You put everybody on the list because all those people know people. It's not necessarily going to be them. It could be the people that they know. So you put absolutely every single person onto your name list. And you don't have to worry about what you're going to say to them to start with. First, you just build your list. One of our mentors, Eric Lofholm, he talks about stage selling. So there's stages. And Dave Johnson, I know, he talks a lot about it. It's like kind of like going on a date. You know, the first date, you just, well, maybe before the date. I mean, you've met somebody. You talk to them, and maybe you invite them on a date. And then maybe you invite them to another date. It's step by step. It's not, so the purpose of generating a lead is to generate a lead. It's to get their contact information. It's not to sign them up in NECAN. It's not to sell them a product. It's just to make a contact. It's to start that conversation, to open that door, to and that makes it less scary, too. That the purpose of generating a lead is to generate a lead. And so if you keep that kind of separated from the other steps, it makes it lots easier, I think, to go out and to generate leads. So let's talk about a little bit today about some of the ways Okay, so number one, print that Eric's, we've got too many Eric's here, Eric Worre, the ultimate memory jogger, you know, print that out. And even if you've been in network marketing with Niken for a long time, you know, go through it again. Go through that memory jogger. Put everybody down there because everybody knows more people. There, everybody's a doorway, and then those people know people, and those people know people. And you know, Eric talks about how in the beginning he was so afraid that he was going to run out of names. He didn't know very many people, and as soon as he ran out of names, the opportunity would be gone. And he didn't realize that it was a skill that finding names, finding people, finding contacts, and developing a database is a skill. In fact, it's really one of the really important skills is building a database, finding people to and getting their contact information and then opening that conversation, starting to open that door, starting to develop a relationship and see where it goes. And then finding the ways on a daily, weekly basis to be where we can find more people. So I thought we could maybe mastermind a little bit about that today on this call. So some of your guys' ideas, some of the ways that you find people to talk to. One of the exciting ones I really like is Gloria. Gloria's on the...
She can't talk
today.
Oh,
Gloria can't talk today. Okay. Well, Gloria just decided to run an ad in a local paper that is free to people. I mean, it costs money to advertise in it, but it's free to the people that get it. And advertise for, what's her headline? Be your own boss.
Yeah.
Be your own boss. So directly look for people that are looking for that. So, you know, advertising, that could be a great way. That could be, you know, start to bring in a steady source of leads. So who else has some thing that they would like to share, some of the a way that you are finding people to talk to?
This is Ruth. I do.
Hi, Ruth.
Oh. Hey, good morning. So Robert and I we go to a monthly chamber regional networking meeting. It's part of our chamber membership, and it's at different locations every month. And so this week we went to a golf club. It was gorgeous, and we met quite a few people. But towards the end of the evening, there was a waiter that would come by and bring hors d'oeuvres and drinks or whatever. And Robert struck up a conversation with him, and he was a really interesting man. And Robert asked him for his contact, and Robert and him have been communicating through email just from that. So we were talking with somebody else, and then one thing led to another, I guess, you know, because I guess Robert's seen him a few times because of he was walking around the room serving people. But it was really cool because I think Robert just said, what do you do? Is this something you do full-time, part-time? And just started talking to him. And I got to tell you, that's still not Robert. He's usually pretty shy. And I think just doing this business, he's experienced a huge growth to not be afraid because he realizes that we got to talk to people. So that was a really cool thing that happened for us this week. The other thing is our chamber allows us to have this year, we're allowed to post a free local discount ad, and they send it out to 7,000 members every other week. So we posted one. We actually posted in November, and it wasn't really good. We didn't have much. You can see the hits and things like that, but nobody contacted us. So I called the chamber and worked with them this week and said, it's been there for a few months, nothing's happened. And so we switched some things around, and I really like the way it feels now. So we're offering 10% off all the organic hair and skin products is our tagline. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But you're right. There's just so many things out there that we can do. Just do one or two. And if you do one or two a week, you just got to keep the movement, right? The motion is what is important. So we'll see what happens. But it was a good week.
That's exciting. And like you said, yeah, it's the consistency. It's finding two or three things that you like to do. It can be like that. It can be the chamber. It can maybe be, you know, a hobby that you like to have. Anything where there's people that you can meet people and start to talk to people. You know, maybe it's working out at the gym. I know a good one for you, Ruth, has been going to all your kids' their events, like Rachel to her soccer, you know, all of her soccer meets. And right, because there's people there. There's
yeah, you don't have to be with the people. But, you know, I also know if you don't like to be with the people, you can actually use the Internet. I mean, if you look at the top 10, Robert was just sharing with me, three of the top 10 we know is the Gary Bolton and his group that do Internet stuff. So there are many ways to do this business. So, you know, personally, I love the belly-to-belly, face-to-face. But if you are not comfortable with that, that's one of the things I learned when I was at the Cancun trip. You know, I got a chance to spend some time with Nadine Staff. She's an amazing young woman, but she's very, very shy. One of the things she said was that, I hate being on the phone. And I thought to myself, how is she so successful with me, Karen, and not wanting to be on the phone? But that's because her talent is blogging. She's a writer. She loves to write. And if you look at her blog site, it's beautiful. And so she attracts people through her blog and sends them to her website. So I realized that, okay, you got to find what resonates with you that you enjoy doing. And that's how you share an email. And because that's when it works best, because you're happy when you're doing it. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, and another one very similar to that, Ruth, is Molly Simpson was on Dave Johnson's call. Let's see, it was last Wednesday, April 5th, and I'm sure it must be posted someplace. It was excellent. But Molly, she has children. She's a stay-at-home mom. She homeschools. So she really doesn't have a lot of time necessarily to go out and do things. So she is starting to get good at the Facebook again. So going on to Facebook, looking for, you know, people's posts.
Looking for groups.
Looking for groups that she can be, yeah, she gets groups, like-minded groups, and she gets on those groups, and she posts, and she looks for the other people's posts. And, like, she gave a couple of examples that I am not thinking of right this minute, but, like she saw somebody commented maybe about a child that was sick or something. And so then she direct messaged them about maybe let's talk. You know, I might have some ideas that could help you. I mean, she looks for people that, she just doesn't pounce on them, but she looks at a way to open that conversation, to get into conversation, even though it's, you know, it's a written, it's an email. It's a direct Facebook message, and then they message her back, she messages them, and then at some point they get on the phone and they talk to each other. But she is finding people that way. And so, again, that might be something you'll want to listen to, because she's that's becoming a really good resource for her, her way that fits into her daily life, her schedule, and is helping her to find the you know, the NECAN leads, the NECAN partners that she wants to find.
Well, and I want to ask that, because Molly just moved to Atlanta, so she doesn't know anybody. So it's amazing that she's able to use Facebook to start, you know, getting to know people and, you know, getting to know groups in her area. So it's a great tool to use Facebook if that's something you like. But Karen Willens also did that. She reached out to somebody that made mention that they weren't feeling well, and she private messaged them, and they end up talking, and she had an appointment with them, and I believe they bought products. So absolutely, that's a way to connect with people.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's fun. Who else has something that they'd like to share? I mean, how you're finding people, what's one of the ways that you like to find people?
This is Nancy.
Hey, hi, Nancy.
And hey, everyone. What I've been doing, and it's really I have gone to lead groups for years, and some of them can just not be very helpful at all. But other ones, there's just a personality about them and a warmth and a willingness to help each other, and so those are the ones you stick with. And on my Thursday, I've made a big decision. My Thursday night energy night is going to be moved to from the second Thursday of the month to the first Thursday because a friend in a leads group told me, Nancy, there is a group, the most helpful, huge group there's hundreds in it, but at least at one meeting there would be at least 50, 60, 75 people. And she said, you know, there's no one there from Niken. Well, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is about 5, 6, 7 million, there's eight of us, maybe eight active people. And so it's kind of a bad thing because I realized that I have gotten lazy thinking, well, no one else is going to be contacting them because, you know, so what's the big rush? I didn't know I was thinking that, but now I realize I was thinking that. And so anyway, I'm stepping up. And so I will be going to this other leads group, but it's been highly, they feed you a free meal. It's just once a month. And everyone is there, and they're wanting to help each other. So I am really thrilled. So you have to just be sensitive. I've been in leads groups, and I've been in them a year or two, and they're just as dead can be. No help. And it does take time, you know, to build your relationships in those. But when you have and you kind of get the feeling, not the first time, because I don't think that's kind of a weird, you know, kind of feeling your way. But after two or three visits, if you don't feel like people are reaching out to you or helping or wanting to understand more about what you're doing, then move on. Don't waste your time. And another way is really just it's what has happened to me so many times in the grocery store line. In the grocery store, like I think Patricia shared on Saturday, their grocery carts looked the same because they were buying the same type of things. So Patricia knew that she was into health and healthy eating, and so it was a natural to start up a conversation. But it is true what Ruth said. It's really, and I don't even know if I have truly found the thing that I just find great joy in doing, but it's just living life and being yourself and getting out there and not being afraid to comment to someone about something. And if they give you some love back and a comment and want to talk, well, yahoo, you made a new friend.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, finding those groups. And another one that I just thought of that I did put on the sheet of paper I sent out is referrals. And learning, again, asking for referrals is an art. I mean, you can just say to somebody about asking them for a referral and they say no. So it's learning how to frame it and how to build these relationships of people that love to give you referrals. And one of the books I have liked is there's a book called Endless Referrals by Bob Berg, B-U-R-G. That might be something that some of you might want to get and read to, you know, to develop that skill of getting referrals. Because, again, everybody knows people, and then those people know people. And so if we get good at getting referrals, that could be, you know, that could become a consistent. As that grows, you could be getting lots of referrals that way. I know in when Jack and I were real estate agents, that's one of the things that we worked toward developing, is that our buyers and sellers gave us referrals, and we, that's where all of our business came from. I mean, that's where it all started coming from, is we didn't have to go out and look for any new business because it all came to us through referrals. And that, you know, we can all of us get better at that, and we can too. Another idea is what we touched on briefly, but it's finding ways. Like you know, Nancy, you do your energy night. Another kind of variation on that could maybe be, I think it's Sherry Danzig in the Atlanta area that would take, maybe she still does this, but like a waterfall to like a hair salon or chiropractic office. Find people like that that you can leave it with them for a week, and they can have the free samples. Everybody that comes in can have the water, and you have some information there that they can pick up and take with them. And then at the end of the week, the chiropractor can be offering to their clients and customers a value-added service that you're going to be coming in and talking about, you know, the importance of healthy water and why that's so important today. Or again, at the hair salon. So that could be something, you know, depending on your personality and how comfortable you are talking to people, that could be a real big resource in finding more people.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has a suggestion on your or something that you do that you like to do that helps you to find people?
Good morning. This is Melissa.
Hey,
Now, you and Jack are aware I have another business, and we're getting ready next month to celebrate our 16th anniversary. And because of it, and I've been hearing about everybody starting to use Facebook more, I am a huge techie geek. I live on Facebook. I live on Twitter. But what I decided to do was something a little different that I never did, and I'm starting to see some results that I didn't expect. Because I have my 16th anniversary at the company next year, I decided to do a Facebook event. And I'm literally inviting people in and telling them to invite others, stating that we're going to have a big month-long celebration. And then I decided to make it a month and a half long. So anybody that invites anybody from now until the beginning of May, I had to think what month I was in, that they would get points. And their points are going to go towards special little gifts. And a lot of my gifts, honestly, I bought a bunch of the Neekin Shake and Goes. Because these are a lot of clients, too, that I've had for, well, I guess they've been in business for almost 16 years now. And they'll get an opportunity to get their shaker. But they're also, during this, how I've been writing my program, and yes, it's a program, but how I've been writing the program is I'm not just going to be talking about what I do for them with that business. I am slipping all through about Neekin. And then I was thinking, well, this month actually is my second year anniversary with Neekin. I'm like, now how can I start doing this? But unfortunately, I didn't think of that till last night. Now I'm like, okay, I got to try to worm this in there somehow, which I've got to figure it out yet. But other than dropping little hints, I'm going to be doing that. I created a little booklet that I'm PDFing and going to be sending to everybody attending. And it's going to have every little thing I'm talking about so they have it to refer back to. Also, I'm making it where they're interactive with it, with me. So this way, they start looking at what I'm doing, not just with that business, but with Neekin, and getting to realize how they intertwine with each other. Because what I have is a holistic business to begin with. So, and getting them to realize they intertwine. I have clients now that I was telling Jack the other night, I have a client that I have that is now a weekly client, and she's talking to me about Neekin. So just getting whatever can sing with them and finding with Neekin, I'm finding is working very well. So now we'll see where it goes. I'm excited.
I'm excited. And the other thing you do like health fairs and boosts, you know, and of course that's a great way to meet both the other vendors and to meet lots of people.
Yeah, I won't be on the call next week because next weekend I've got an expo, a weekend-long expo I'm working. So you're right, I do.
So that's a great way. And I love what you're saying about the Facebook event. I mean, we can do videos on our Facebook. We can do Facebook Lives. I mean, as we start to learn this new, for some of us, this new technology. But, yeah, there's just so many people out there. I mean, we can have like a free ebook. You know, we can have an opt-in. So people opt in to get a free something, 21 way tips to, you know, shape up for summer or something like that.
A PDF,
you know, a free, well, a PDF and an ebook are basically the same thing. But that way you'll be getting, you know, as they opt in, you get their email address, and then you get, you know, you have people to follow up with. You have people to send, you know, to start to add value to them, give them information. And then offer to them that they might want to get da-da-da-da, you know. So as we start to embrace, all this new technology and social media, I think it can just, it just can open up so huge. It's pretty exciting.
Your idea with the points, Melissa, another angle of that Molly Simpson, they wanted their home meetings to be fun, you know, when they invited people over. And so they came up with the idea, her daughter, I think, to have play money of some kind that people could, you know, if they're talking about they're talking about a certain product, and if one of the attendees would like to talk about that product, just add something to it, why they feel like it's a good idea, or if they've had experience with it, then they earn so much of the play money and they can turn around. Somebody else on the call might remember more clearly how she did that, but
they did have lots of fun doing that.
And if they
since getting product.
What it was that Molly plays bingo. It's Meekin bingo at her home parties. And she has a bingo board that has all the different categories. She gives them money, and then as they answer questions or whatever, whoever gets bingo, and then once they earn the money, she does an auction at the end, and she auctions off like a gallon of Pie Mag water or a 10-4 or a shake. I've heard a few people that have attended her parties, and they said it's so much fun. So, yeah, they've been doing that for a little bit now. And so instead of points, she's using fake money. She prints up $100 Meekin, I guess like Monopoly money, I guess, whatever. So she gives money, answer questions, if they bring a guest, if they come early. There's ways that you earn this money, and then she does the bingo thing. So it's kind of fun. It's fun. She actually, I actually have her game board and her money and her directions. I can email to you, Jack, and you can send it out to the group.
Great. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to make a note of that. Okay, the bingo. Oh, yeah, because that can make, it can just make your home meetings lots of fun, and so that more people come, and so that the next week they bring more people, because people love to have fun.
Well, and they love to have that play money.
Yeah.
So one of the other things I think she did was if they could, they gave them a certain amount of time to
make a list of. Yeah, that was really popular.
Yeah, 40 and I think is what she called it.
Was it 40?
40 seconds, if you can get 40 names, I think that's what she called it.
Oh, wow. And they'd win what? They'd win so many bingo bucks.
Yeah, exactly. And then they could invite those people to the next meeting. So, wow, that could be really exciting. So, if you're a person that likes to do home parties, that could be your lead generation method. I mean, right there, it could be huge. Not everybody likes to invite people over to their home, but if it's a match for you, you could become a specialist and get really good at it.
Yeah, so they can use that money, like you say, to buy a gallon of water or some samples of CM cream or whatever else they've got set up.
Yeah, so, it's not like you have to do all of these things. It's find two or three that you just love doing and get great at it, and incorporate them into your life. Okay, so let's do a little wrap up here for next week. So next week our chapter will be on inviting, skill number 2 on inviting. So for this week, be sure to read this chapter 4, skill number 1, finding prospects, if you have not read it already, and read chapter 5 on inviting people to take a look, and meet with your mentor, and be sure to, review your name list from the Ultimate Memory Jogger. Add as many names onto there as you can. Meet with your mentor. Discuss ways that you are going to get into contact with these people, maybe like inviting to a home meeting or maybe have a conference call for people that are at a distance, a Zoom or something that they can get onto. Again, Zoom is free for small numbers of people. And, again, putting technology to work for us. But that's, read Chapter 4, read Chapter 5, meet with your mentor, and, review your name list and start making plans on how to get into contact with these people.
Okay, if there's somebody new and they don't know, they don't have the book, how do they get it? Is that in your email?
Yeah, it was in the email, but it's networkmarketingpro.com. And people can get that for, Eric says it's free. It's actually, you pay shipping, but it's, I think it's only $6.95 to any place in the world, which is really reasonable. You get the paperback book shipped to you. You get immediate access to the online book so that you can start reading it. and to the audio book so that you can start listening to it. And to me, being able to listen to it is really great, because you can like listen to it while you're jogging, washing the dishes, walking the dog, whatever, so that you can, you know, get more things done.
And is that through Amazon?
No, it's from networkmarketingpro.com.
Oh.
It's from Eric Worre. Correct. Yeah.
I'm a good listener.
If you go to Amazon, you can buy the book, yes. But if you want Eric Worre's special deal, which really is great, you have to go on his website, because that's what how he's going to get your email address. See, he's giving his special deal so that he can send you more marketing. But, yeah, he's a good guy. He's got great stuff. So.
Okay.
All right. You guys are totally awesome. Thanks so much for being on the call.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody that shared. Thanks everybody that's on. Woohoo! Happy Easter.
We love and appreciate
you.